This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you've ever watched helplessly as the interest rate on your credit card went up, pay attention. The rules that govern credit cards changed today. The new rules won't prevent banks from raising your rate, but if it happens, you'll have more time to figure out what to do. NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains.
Until today, credit card companies didn't always have to warn that rates were going up. A late payment or charges exceeding your credit limit could trigger an immediate bump, and consumers had little recourse but to try to pay it all off. Credit card issuers say adjusting their interest rates this way was simply risk management. If a borrower becomes riskier, the interest rate needs to go up to compensate. But consumer advocates and members of Congress who pushed for the new law said the practice hurt those who could least afford it.
That is what contributed to people going further and further into debt.
Eleni Constantine is the director of consumer financial research at Pew Charitable Trusts, a nonpartisan group. She says the law marks an important step to protect consumers. Card issuers will have to give borrowers at least 3 weeks to make a payment. And the provision taking effect today also gives consumers 45 days advance notice of any rate change. During that time, consumers can search for a better deal or close their accounts and pay off the balance at the old rate.
The purpose of the new law was to get interest rate increases to more accurately reflect the costs of lending and the risks associated with lending, and to increase competition in the space, so that consumers could shop and choose among different products.
But Pew's most recent survey of nearly 400 bank-issued credit cards found that's not what appears to be happening. Credit card holders have seen their rates increase about 1% in the last year, but Pew found that the rates advertised to customers have also jumped 20% since December. In fact, rates are up the most for potential customers least likely to default. Pew also noted these increases came during a period when the bank's cost of borrowing declined. Nissa Fettes is vice president and senior counsel at the American Bankers Association, which represents the credit card industry. She says credit card rates are tied not to Federal Reserve set rates, but to the probability of default.
Because of the economy, because unemployment is so high, many people are not repaying their loans. And because those losses are higher, interest rates are higher.
Even those with good credit, she says, will face higher costs overall. And she says lawmakers, not the industry, made this choice.
When Congress made these decisions, it understood it would be harder for people and for small businesses to get credit cards, and that limits would be lower, and that credit card interest rates in general would go up across the board. But they made the decision that this was an acceptable compromise for the consumer protection.
Consumer advocacy groups say the main benefit of the new law is that it will force credit card companies to disclose their various fees and interest rates. That doesn't mean consumers will pay more or less in the aggregate. It simply means that when the rest of the law takes effect in February, people will have a clearer idea of what they're paying for. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.